Good morning.
早安。
As we come to look in God's Word again,
我们再次来读主话语的时候
I remind you of a principle of Bible study that is absolutely indispensable.
我再提醒弟兄姊妹们有一个不可或缺的属灵的原则
And that is total reliance upon God's Holy Spirit.
那就是要完全仰赖神的圣灵。
Before we pray together, I want to share a verse from 2 Kings.
在我祷告之前，我要跟大家交通一个列王记下的经文。
2 Kings chapter 4 speaks about that poverty-stricken widow.
列王记下第四章讲到一位非常窘迫可怜的一个寡妇。
You remember in the days of Elisha the prophet, the widow went to him to tell her problem.
你记得在伊丽莎侍奉的那个时代，有一位寡妇到他面前去告诉他的困境。
In chapter 4, verse 3, God gave this word, Go borrow vessels, not a few.
在四章四节第四章三节那里说伊丽莎向妇人说你去向邻舍借空器皿不要少借
And so her sons went to all the neighbors and borrowed jars all shapes, all sizes
所以寡妇的儿子就到邻舍去借各种形状各种大小的器皿来
You remember she had one jar of oil really all she needed
记得她只有一瓶的油
But she needed a miracle.
但是她需要一个神迹。
And so she began to pour that oil into the jars that she had borrowed.
所以她就开始把那原来那瓶油倒到她所借来的空器皿里头去。
And after she had filled all the jars, she asked for another jar.
当她把所有的器皿都倒满的时候，她就向儿子要另外一个空器皿。
But there were no more jars.
但是再也没有空器皿了。
And so chapter 4 verse 6 says the oil stopped.
所以四章第六节就讲到说油就停了。
And from that story we learn this.
从这个故事我们学到一件事。
That God is prepared to give us as much as we are prepared to receive.
就是神他永远预备给我们我们心中所预备要得着那么多。
Every empty jar you bring him, he'll fill.
所有你带来的空器皿，他都要给你充满。
And if you don't bring any more emptiness, the oil stops.
但是若你没有带任何空器皿来，油就止住了。
We all have different capacities.
我们都有不同的容量。
May God fill your jar this morning.
愿神今天充满你的器皿。
Let's pray together, please.
那我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you so much for your word.
父神，我们为着你的话语感谢你。
And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts.
我们感谢你所赐下住在我们心中的圣灵。
A divine Bible teacher living in our heart.
这位神圣的圣经教师住在我们的里面。
Even as we have just sung, Show us Jesus, we pray.
我们像刚才所唱的诗歌一样，若求你向我们启示你的儿子。
Fill our jars, we ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名，求你充满我们的器皿。Amen.
I would like to ask you to turn in your Bibles, please, to John chapter 2.
我请各位翻开你的圣经约翰福音第二章
I'd like to share a few thoughts from John chapter 2 1-11 when Jesus turned the water into wine
我要和弟兄姊妹们交通二章一到十一节里面就是主耶稣把水变成酒的几个思想
Let's read the text together
那我们一起来读这段的经文
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
第三日在加利利由加拿的加拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to that wedding.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come."
耶稣说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
Jesus said, "Fill the water pots with water," and so they fill them to the brim.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." And so they took it to him.
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。
When the head waiter had tasted the water which had become wine and did not know where it came from,But the servants who had drawn the water knew. The head waiter called the bridegroom.
管宴席的藏着那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来。
And said to him, "Every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poorer wine. But you've kept the good wine until now."
对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory and his disciples believed in him.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的加拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
According to verse 11, this is the beginning of his signs.
从第十一节我们知道，这是耶稣所行的第一件神迹。
The Gospel of John only records 8 miracles of the Lord Jesus.
约翰福音只记载了主耶稣所行的八样神迹。
Jesus performed 35 miracles during his ministry.
在主耶稣的侍奉中，他行了35件的神迹。
Some would suggest that just the 8 miracles in John are signs.
有些人说，这35件中间只有约翰所记的八件是一个记号。
They think the other 27 are not signs.
其他的27件不是记号。
But I believe all the miracles that Jesus did were signs.
但我相信主耶稣所行的每一件神迹都是记号。
The purpose of a sign is to point us in the right direction.
记号或是标志的目的就是要把我们引到对的目标。
The miracles never ended with the miracle.
神迹永远不是停在神迹自己。
There was always a spiritual reality under the miracle.
总是在神迹的背后有一个属灵的实际。
When he cleansed the leper, he was teaching that he could cleanse us from sin.
当他把长大麻风的治愈了，那是说明我们的罪可以被洗净。
When he healed the blind, he was teaching us he could give spiritual sight.
当他把瞎眼的治好了，他乃是来告诉我们，他可以把我们属灵的眼睛打开。
When he healed the deaf,He was teaching that we could hear spiritually his voice.
当他使耳聋的能听见的时候，乃是告诉我们说，我们可以有个属灵的听觉。
When he healed the lame, he was teaching us how to walk before God and men.
当他治愈那个瘸腿的病人的时候，还是告诉我们，我们可以在神和人的面前来为神行走。
When he cast out demons, he was teaching us that we can have victory over the devil.
当他从人身上赶出鬼的时候，还是告诉我们，我们可以胜过魔鬼。
When he raised the dead, he was teaching us that we could have life in Christ.
当他叫死人从死里复活的时候，乃是告诉我们我们可以在基督里有复活的生命。
When we look at John 2:1-11, that first miracle, that's the first miracle that he ever did.
当我们读到约翰福音二章一到十一节的时候，这的的确确是主耶稣所行的所有神迹中的第一件。
Because it's the first, it's a very important miracle.
因为它是第一，所以是一个非常重要的神迹。
It's the first sign miracle. It's strategic.
它是一个第一个做记号的神迹它是一个包含一切的。
It prepares us for all the other miracles.
它为我们预备好能够来看主所有其他的神迹。
Jesus wants to work all 35 miracles in your life.
主耶稣要把所有35件的神迹都行在你的身上。
He wants to work all 35 miracles in my life.
他也把35件的神迹都行在我的身上。
The first miracle tells us how he will do that.
第一个神迹就告诉我们他如何来做成这个工作。
How does God work? How will he work those miracles in my life?
神究竟怎么做？他怎么样把神迹做在我的身上的？
What is the method of the Lord? What are his ways?
主的方法是什么？他的道路是什么？
This miracle lets us in on the secret dealings of God.
这个神迹就告诉我们神他用他的一个秘密他的方法。
I can expect the Lord to do for me exactly what he did at that wedding.
我可以期望主在我身上做他在这个婚礼中间所行的神迹。
Let me give a little background to help us look at this precious revelation of Jesus.
让我来讲一点点这个故事背后的一个背景。
I want you to notice, first of all, please, that this is a strange account of a wedding.
首先我要大家注意到，这个记载是关于婚礼的一个很奇怪的记法。
This is not the kind of account you would read in the newspaper if you were reading about a wedding.
这跟你在报纸上面所看见关于婚礼的描述是完全不同的。
I'll give you an example.
让我给你一点点的例子。
I cut this out of the newspaper.
这是我从报纸上剪下来的。
It's an account of a wedding.
这是婚礼的一个记载。
I'm quoting.
我是借用的。
The bride's gown was of white taffeta seed pearls.
新娘的白纱的礼服充满了金片和珍珠
and sequins featured a scoop neckline
然后有一个装饰的非常美丽的领圈
long Venice sleeves and a cathedral length train
一个长长的饰边的袖子加上一个很长很长的燕尾
A crown of sequins and pearls held her elbow-length veil.
然后一个后冠上面镶满了金片和珍珠，然后再垂下一个长长的面纱。
She carried an arrangement of white and yellow roses, daisies, and carnations.
新娘的手上捧着一束装饰的非常美丽的红黄白相间的玫瑰、菊花和康乃馨。
You see, that's how the reporter thought to report that wedding.
这是记者怎样来报道一个非常美丽的婚礼。
They think that's what's important. What did the bride wear?
他们觉得新娘所穿着的在婚礼中是非常重要的。
What kind of decorations were in the church?
在教堂里面是怎样子装饰的。
What kind of flowers did they carry?
他们手上捧的什么花。
Wouldn't it seem like a strange account of a wedding If the bride wasn't even mentioned,
这个记载里面连新娘都没有被提出来，是不是一个很奇怪的记载呢？
If the attendants weren't mentioned,
啊，那宾客也没有被记载。
If some servants were only mentioned in passing,
啊，这些仆人们也只不过一闪而过这样记一下。
And if there's only one mention of the groom in the whole record,
啊，在这里对新郎也只提了一次。
Because that's what you have in John chapter 11.
啊，这就是你在。
I mean chapter 2:1-11.
这是在约翰二章一到十一节里面所记载的婚礼。
We're reading about a wedding.
我们是在读一个婚礼。
The bride's not mentioned.
啊，新娘没有被提到。
We don't know her name.
也不知道她的名字。
We don't even know who got married.
我也不知道谁结的婚了。
The attendants are only mentioned in passing.
这些宾客们就是一笔带过。
Only a slight reference to the groom.
只有一点点讲到新郎。
And we're still talking about this wedding 2,000 years later.
我们今天仍然在谈着2000年前所举行的一个婚礼。
Something wonderful happened at this wedding that made it the most famous wedding in history.
由于在这个婚礼中间有一件最奇妙的事情发生了，因此它成为历史中最特别的一个婚礼。
It wasn't the bride. It wasn't the groom.
不是为着新娘，也不是为着新郎。
It wasn't the decorations.
也不是为着那些装饰。
You see, God put His spotlight on one guest that showed up at that wedding.
神把所有的灯光都聚集在其中的一位被请的客人。
That guest stole the whole show.
那个客人他把所有的光彩都占住了。
And you know who that guest was.
你知道那位客人是谁。
It was the Lord Jesus.
那就是我们的主耶稣。
Next week, I'm going to be very privileged because my number two son is getting married.
下个礼拜我有一个很特别的光彩，因为我的第二个儿子就要结婚了。
He's 39 years old. He's never been married.
他今年39岁，从来没有结过婚。
He's been waiting for God's precious life partner.
他一直等候神给他最宝贵的配偶。
You single people, wait for the Lord.
你们这些单身的弟兄姊妹们要等候神。
You see, that same guest that made this wedding so famous,
这位把这个婚礼变成这么著名的这一位
has been invited to my son's wedding.
也被邀请到我儿子的婚礼上。
The Lord Jesus is coming to that wedding next week.
主耶稣下个礼拜会参加那个婚礼。
And that's going to make that ceremony everything.
那就要使得这个婚礼就是由主耶稣来充满。
Now let's look a little closer at this text, please.
那我们要再更仔细的来看这段经文。
We've got to see how the Lord Jesus appears if we're going to know how He works in our life.
我们要来看看主耶稣怎样出现，我们就知道他如何在我们生命中工作。
I'd like to relate this to chapter 1 and verse 3.
我要把这个连到约翰福音一章第三节。
Chapter 1:3 says, All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has being.
第一章第三节，万物是借着他造的。凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
You see, in John 1, the Lord Jesus is the creator.
所以在约翰福音第一章，主耶稣是那创造者。
Nothing exists apart from Jesus.
当时除了主耶稣之外，没有一样存在的事物。
Jesus is the one that created that water in the first place.
主耶稣乃是创造了水的那一位。
In this miracle, he recreates the water into wine.
在这个神迹里头，他把这个水重造成为酒。
He didn't change bad wine into good wine.
他不是把坏酒变成好酒。
That would have been a mighty miracle.
那已经是一个大能的神迹了。
But he didn't do that.
但他不是做这样。
He recreated water into wine.
他乃是把水重造，使它成为酒。
In this chapter, he's the recreator.
所以在第二章里头，主耶稣是那重造者。
By his word, he was the creator.
接着他的话，他成为那创造者。
But now, by his will, he's the recreator.
现在借着他的意志，他成为那重造者。
I say by his will because he didn't speak a word here.
我说他是借着他的意志，因为他这里没有讲话。
He didn't give a prayer.
他也没有祷告。
He didn't reach out his hand and touch the water.
他也没有用手去摸那个水。
He just willed it.
他就是这样决定的。
And by his purpose, that water was transformed.
所以照着他的旨意，水就被改变了。
All right, hold that part. That's the first part. Jesus is the recreator.
所以我们在这里第一个要看见，主耶稣是那重造者。
Now let me show you another part.
那我再带你看第二部分。
Chapter 2, verse 10, please.
第二章第十节。
Every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poorer wine. You've kept the good wine until now.
人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
You see, that verse teaches that there was a change in quality of that wine.
这节经文里面告诉我们，他所改变的酒是上等的。
The wine Jesus recreated was far greater, more superior than the first wine.
主耶稣他借着重造所赐给他们的酒，远比他们原来的酒要好上多少倍。
Look at verse 6 and 7, please.
我们再看第六和第七节。
Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以装20到30加仑的水。
Jesus said, "Fill the water pots with water," and so they filled them to the brim.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
And so there were between 120 and 180 gallons of water that God turned into wine.
所以在那一次，神把大约120到180加仑的水变成了酒。
King James Version says that there were 2 or 3 firkins apiece.
钦定本的英文圣经说
in other words, if there were 2, then that means that there were 120 gallons.
他说若是每口是装20加仑的话，那就120加仑。
If the jugs contained 3, then there were 180 gallons.
那如果那每口是30加仑的话呢，那就是180加仑总共。
So this morning we'll take the average. I'll speak about 150 gallons.
那今天早上我就用平均数150加仑。
In verse 6, we read that the water was used for the Jewish custom of purification.
第六节告诉我们说，这些水原来是在他们这个节期的时候用来洁净人的。
It's possible that means it was used for washing your hands.
也许它是用来洗你的手的。
But it's more probable that it was used for foot washing water.
也许更可能的是用来洗脚的。
No doubt every guest at that wedding had used that water to wash their feet.
那毫无疑问的，每一个客人都用那里的水来洗他们的脚。
You see how that magnifies the miracle our Lord Jesus did?
你看这件事情是不是把我们主所行的神迹衬托得更加的伟大？
He not only turned water into wine, he turned foot washing water into wine.
他不仅是把水变成了酒，而是把那个洗脚水变成了上等酒。
I'm not suggesting the water was dirty.
我不是说那个水是脏水。
I'm just saying because it was out of the foot washing jugs, it just makes the miracle more remarkable.
我乃是说它是那个洗脚水的缸所装的水，所以使这个神迹更加的伟大。
Calling it foot washing water is probably not the water you'd choose to drink.
我想说洗脚水恐怕不是你选择来喝的水吧。
When I arrived here, our hostess, Joyce Lynn, brought me up a Rubbermaid pitcher of water.
当我到我们主人家的时候，Joyce 姊妹就给我用一个塑胶装的水。
I didn't ask her, but I don't think it was foot washing water.
我没有问她，但是我相信那不是洗脚水。
Jesus is the one who can recreate foot washing water into drinkable wine.
我们主耶稣乃是那位能够把洗脚水变成一个可喝的酒的那一个人。
Let me develop it a little further.
那我再继续的说一些。
The wine is also significant, symbolic.
酒在圣经中乃是有重要的意义的。
Listen please to Psalm 104 and verse 15.
让我们来读诗篇104篇第15节。
The wine that makes glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart.
有得酒能悦人心，得油能润人面，得粮能养人心。
In the Bible, wine is a picture of this world's joy.
在圣经里头，在这一段圣经里头，酒乃是代表着在地上的喜乐。
The gladness that this world can give.
就是这个世界所能给人的快乐。
It's clear from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, that life in the Spirit is contrasted with the world's wine.
在以弗所书第五章那里，我们看见圣灵所赐的，它乃是跟这个地上的喜乐成为一个强烈的对比。
Listen please to these verses. Do not get drunk with wine, that's dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
请注意读这些经文，第十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱，口唱心和的赞美主。
Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
So there's a contrast between natural joy and supernatural joy.
所以在这里把天然的快乐和属灵的喜乐做了一个对比。
One difference is this. The joy that God gives supernaturally by recreation doesn't leave you with a hangover.
这个特点是什么呢？神所借着重造所赐给人的喜乐不会有像宿醉那种的痛苦。
It doesn't leave you empty and it doesn't leave you disappointed.
它不会让你觉得虚空，不会让你觉得失望。
The joy, like the wine that Jesus created, is supernatural, not natural.
像着主耶稣在这里所给我们的水变的酒，它是超然的，而不是天然的。
You notice at the end of the story, after they tasted the wine Jesus made, they called the first wine poor.
我们就注意这个记载的最后面说到，当主的酒被尝到的时候，原来的酒呢就变成了次的，变成坏酒。
When they first tasted the wine, they thought it was good.
原来他们喝的 那第一次的酒他们觉得是不错的。
But once they tasted the wine Jesus made, then they knew that's good wine.
当他们尝到主耶稣变的酒，他们说这才是好酒。
When you taste the revelation of the Lord, and when you taste the joy He gives,
当你尝到主耶稣给你的启示，尝到他所给你的喜乐，
you become a gourmet.
你会成为一个。
You seek His wine.
你会去寻找他所赐的酒。
You're not satisfied anymore once you've tasted the Lord. Now you know what's good.
你不会再满足于原来所有的，你会知道主所给的才是上好的。
I think some of you know what I'm talking about.
我想你们中间有些人知道我在说什么。
You've tasted the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你曾尝过我们的主。
You've experienced the joy that He can put in a life.
你已经尝过了他所能够给你的喜乐。
You've known a little of His work of recreation in your own life.
你已经知道他在你生命中所做那个重造的工作。
And it's good.
那实在是好。
And you long that you want more of that for yourself.
那你会为自己说要更多一些。
And more of that for the brothers and sisters and the friends.
你要让更多的弟兄姊妹和朋友们也尝到更多。
And when you hear a message that doesn't give you Christ,
如果你听到一个信息并没有给你基督，
you go away dissatisfied.
你离开的时候非常的失望。
You've tasted the good wine and you know the difference.
因为你已经尝过那个好酒，所以你知道那个区别。
Jesus is the only source.Of joy.
主耶稣乃是唯一的喜乐的泉源。
There's a difference between expressions of joy and the source of joy.
喜乐的表现和喜乐的泉源是有分别的。
There are many occasions for joy.
很多的机会我们都会有快乐。
But there's only one source of joy.
可是只有一个是那个源泉。
For example, fellowship with Christians, that's an expression of joy.
譬如说我们跟弟兄姊妹们一起有交通，那是一个喜乐的表现。
We love to fellowship with the brothers and sisters, express our joy.
当我们喜欢跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候，那是我们喜乐的表现。
But fellowship with Christians is not the source of joy.
但是与弟兄姊妹的交通不是喜乐的源泉。
Favorable circumstances may be an expression of joy.
顺利的环境也许也是一个喜乐的表现。
If you get a raise on your job or if it's a sunny day,
如果你在工作中被升级了，或是遇到一个太阳天。
If there's a birthday or some promotion,
或是遇到生日了，或是有升迁了。
That's an occasion of joy.
那是喜乐的一种情况。
It's not the source of joy.
但却不是喜乐的源泉。
Material things, prosperity.
物质的得着，那些富裕的光景。
You have money, you have a house, you have a car. That's an expression of joy.
你有钱，有房子，有车子，那是一个喜乐的表现。
Good health, that's an expression of joy.
健康的身体是喜乐的表现。
Family.An expression of joy.
你的家人是你喜乐的表现。
Ministry, an expression of joy.
你的侍奉，喜乐的表现。
But only Jesus is the source of joy.
但是唯有耶稣基督，他乃是喜乐的源泉。
He's the one that recreates the natural and turns it into supernatural joy.
他乃是那一位把天然的重造成为超然的那一位。
And so that's the great revelation of our Lord Jesus in this story.
这是在这个故事里面对主耶稣的一个伟大的启示。
He's the one who recreates and brings supernatural joy.
他乃是那位重造并且把超然的喜乐赐给人的。
He can transform my sadness and turn it into joy.
他可以把我的悲哀转换成为喜乐。
He's the joy giver by recreation.
他乃是借着重造成为一个世喜乐者。
And when God works all of those other 34 miracles in your life,
当神把那35个神迹一一做在你身上的时候，
He'll always do it this way.
他永远是照这个方式来做的。
He will recreate and fill your life with joy.
他要重造它，并且要充满在你生命的每一个角落。
In order to make this practical, let me show you to whom he reveals himself this way.
为了使它更实际一点，我来交通一下，是对于什么样的人，主成为那喜乐的施予者呢？
There are several answers in this text, but I'll mention only two.
在这一段经文里面提到了很多，但我只提两件。
The first answer is this. The joy giver by recreation reveals himself to those who are helpless.
这一位借着重造成为喜乐的施予者的，他乃是把这个赐给那些无助的人。
To those who are not adequate in themselves.
那些自觉的不足的人。
To those who come up short.
是那些觉得有所短缺的人。
In other words, you don't have what it takes, you run out of wine.
意思就是说，你能力不够了。你的酒用尽了的人。
Now they certainly thought at the beginning that they had enough.
在婚礼开始的时候，他们觉得我们有足够的酒。
They didn't plan to run out of wine.
他们并没有计划要把酒用尽。
There's unlimited application to this principle.
所以这个原则有无限应用的空间。
Of course, the first application is marriage because it took place at a wedding.
当然第一个运用就是婚姻，因为这是在婚礼中所行的。
To everybody's surprise, there was a shortage at this wedding.
在婚礼的时候，酒用尽了，给所有人都带来惊讶。
Chapter 2 and verse 3.
第二章第三节。
When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to them,They have no wine.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
The old wine always runs out.
旧的酒永远是会用尽的。
There's never enough.
永远不够的。
That's why we need Jesus as the recreator.
这就是为什么我们需要主耶稣成为那重造者。
They thought what they brought to the wedding was enough.
他们以为他们带到婚礼要用的酒够。
But it ran out.
但是用尽了。
I think every bride and groom have good intentions when they come to the altar.
我们相信每位新娘和新郎，当他们来到祭坛前面的时候，都有一个好存所存的心都是好的。
They always bring what they think will be enough.
他们都带着自己认为足够的来到神面前。
They look out in the world and see so many marriages failing, but they say that will never happen to us.
他们看见世界中有许多失败的婚姻，但他们想，这不会发生在我们身上。
Because we're going to bring to our wedding love and patience and communication.
因为我们要把爱、把耐心、把沟通的意愿带到婚礼中。
We're going to bring to our wedding, forgiveness and, selflessness.
我们也要把宽恕和无私的心带进我们的婚姻。
I promise you, it's not enough.
我可以肯定地向你说，那不够的。
No matter how many gallons of love you bring to that altar,
不论你带了多少家人的爱来到那个祭坛
No matter how affirming you are to that precious bride
不论你对这位宝贵的新娘是何等的坚定
No matter how considerate you are and how you send her cards and give her flowers
无论你是多么的体贴你送她卡片送给她花
You do the dishes and you help with the laundry
你帮助洗碗，你帮助洗衣。
And you scratch her back.
你也帮她抓背。
You're going to run out.
你会用尽的。
No matter how many gallons of love the wife brings to the altar, it's the same thing.
无论妻子带多少家人的爱到这个祭坛前面，
no matter how,
也是一样。
No matter how forgiving the wife is or how patient.
无论这个妻子是何等的愿意宽恕，何等的有忍耐。
No matter how many times she picks up the socks and the dirty laundry off the floor.
无论多少次他从地上捡起那个脏袜子和那些脏衣服。
No matter how many special meals she makes for her husband.
无论她用尽心机做多少特别的食物给她的丈夫。
No matter how she tries to keep the weight off and look beautiful.
无论她怎么样的排除一切的困难让自己天天都显得美丽。
There's going to be a shortage.
永远是不够的。
It's not enough to come with our natural gifts.
从我们天然的恩赐中永远不够用。
Every marriage needs this guest.
每一个婚姻都需要这位客人。
The wine of a new creation.
这是他给你借着重造所赐的酒。
And what Jesus did for this wedding, he does for us in life.
主耶稣在这个婚礼中间所行的，他也为我们生命预备了。
We're never adequate. We don't have enough.
我们永远不够，我们永远不足。
Look at verse 7, please.
我们来看第七节。
Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and so they filled them to the brim.
耶稣对佣人说，把刚倒满的水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
I'm glad they filled it to the brim, and I'll tell you why.
我非常高兴，他们的佣人把水倒满了，到缸口。
Because it shows the Lord Jesus did not add anything to the water pots.
这告诉我们说，主耶稣没有任何把任何东西加进这个水缸。
There was no room. They were filled to the brim.
因为水缸已经满到缸口了，再没有空间给它放东西。
In our society, we're always adding things.
在我们的社会里面，我们总是在其中加东西的。
Add some chemicals.
我们加上一些化学用品。
Add some salt or some butter or some sugar or some flour.
我们加些盐，加些糖，加些花。
But in spiritual things, Jesus does not add his work to your work.
但是在超然的境界中，主耶稣不是在你的工作里面加上他的工作。
He doesn't add his work to my work.
他也不是把他的工作加进我的工作。
It's not like I have 3 hours of patience.
譬如说，好像我有3小时的耐心。
I pray to the Lord, He gives me 3 more hours of patience.
跟主祷告一下，他说再给你加3小时。
Now I have 6 hours of patience.
现在我有6小时的耐心了。
That's not how He works.
这不是他做工的方法。
I've been forgiving for a whole week.
我整个礼拜都饶恕一个人。
Then He has a gift, He gives me compassion for 3 more weeks.
他很怜悯我，再给我三个礼拜的饶恕。
Now I don't have to hold a grudge for a whole month.
那现在我有足够一个月可以来宽恕人了。
That's not how it works.
这也不是他做工的方式。
He never adds to my work.
他永远不在我的工作里面加上。
He's a recreator. He comes in to transform my life.
他乃是那重造者，他乃进到我的生命中，把我改变的。
We think we contribute so much when we give Jesus our 150 gallons of foot washing water.
我们好像可以把150加仑的这些洗脚水给主耶稣。
Or we think we sacrifice so much if we have to give up our foot washing water.
好像我们把这150加仑的洗脚水给他是一个很大的牺牲一样。
He doesn't add his blessing to my work.
他不会把他的祝福加在我的工作中。
He has come to recreate.
他乃是来做重造的工作。
What's true in marriage is true in life.
在婚姻中这是真的，在我们所有的生活层面这也是真的。
We always run short.
我们永远都会有所缺乏。
We never have enough.
我们永远不够。
In the day of trial and testing and hard times,
当试炼、考验和困难来到的时候，
Do you think you have enough courage and enough patience, enough strength, enough faith?
用子们们，你认为你有足够的勇气、足够的耐心、足够的力量啊、足够的爱心吗？
We're going to run out.
我们会用尽的。
When that doctor's report comes.
当医生的报告送来的时候
，that loss or that reverse or that hardship，
当有一个损失，当有一个极大的难处来到的时候
，we're going to run out of natural wine。
我们的天然的酒一定会用尽。
And then we're going to lose our joy.
我们就失去了我们的喜乐。
We need to know Jesus as the joy giver by recreation.
我们必须认识耶稣乃是借着重造成为那喜乐的施予者。
That's why in 1 Peter there's a verse in chapter 4 and verse 19.
那就是为什么在彼得前书第四章第十九节这样说。
And that verse says, if you suffer according to the will of God, commit yourself to Him as unto a faithful Creator.
在这里说，所以那照神旨意受苦的人，要一心为善，将自己灵魂交于那信实的造化之主。
Why a Creator?
为什么是一个创造者？
If I'm suffering, shouldn't I commit myself to a faithful High Priest?
当我受苦的时候，我不是应该把我自己交给那大祭司吗？
Or a sympathetic comforter.
或者是一个充满了怜悯的一个安慰者吗？
Or a gentle father.
或是一个非常温柔的父亲。
But he says if you're suffering, you need to know him as creator.
可是彼得说，当我们受苦的时候，我们要认识他乃是那创造者。
Why?
为什么？
Because when you're suffering, you don't have what it takes.
因为当你真的受苦的时候，你就没有所需要的力量。
But you have Him who can create what it takes.
但是你有了他，他就可以创造你所缺乏的。
We need the joy giver by recreation.
我们需要借着重造得着那四喜乐者。
When I come to the hour of temptation,
当我来到试探的时刻
I don't have enough.
我没有足够的抵挡
I say I'll bring my willpower and I'll be determined not to sin.
我说我要把我的强的意志力带来我绝不犯罪
I'll bring sound doctrine.
我要把健全的教义带过来
Firm conviction.
我把很强烈的自我的审判带过来
Common sense.
把我的常识带过来
In the day of temptation, that's not enough.
但是在试探的日子，这是不够用的。
I need Jesus to show up and do a work of creation in my heart.
我需要耶稣出现，在我里面做再造的工作。
He's the one that can bring joy by recreation.
他是那一位能够借着重造带给我喜乐的。
It's also true in the ministry we have for the Lord.
同样在我们的侍奉中我们也需要做。
Your burden for souls is not enough.
你对灵魂的负担不够的。
Your training and experience is not enough.
你所接受的训练你的经验也不够。
Your dedication to the work is not enough.
你对工作的委身也不够用。
We always need the Lord to recreate To transform our lives.
我们永远需要主在做重造改变的工作。
Christians are drying up all over the place.
基督徒在各处都满了枯干的情况。
They're drying up at home. They're drying up on the mission field.
他们在家中枯干了，在宣教的工厂枯干了。
We need to see the revelation of the Lord as the one who can recreate and bring joy.
我们必须看见主耶稣他能够重造，能够赐给喜乐这样的启示。
So that's the first answer. To whom does God reveal Himself as Recreator?
所以第一个原则就是，到底神能够把向什么样的人使基督成为赐喜乐者呢
？To those who run short.To those who are helpless.
是对那些有所欠缺并且是无助的人。
There's another answer. Look at verse 5, please.
另外一个答案是在第五节。
And his mother said to his servants, Whatsoever he says to you, do it.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Unconditional obedience.
无条件的顺服。
Whatever he says, do it.
他告诉你们做什么，你们就做什么。
Chapter 2, verse 7, he gives a command, fill the water pots with water, And so they fill them to the brim.
在第七节，他给了个命令，要佣人们把缸倒满了水，那他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
Now the Lord doesn't need you, He doesn't need me.
主世上不需要你，也不需要我。
He could have just said, "Let there be wine," and there would be wine.
他可以说，要有酒就有酒了。
But he gives us an opportunity to obey him, but our part is just water.
他给我们一个机会可以来顺服他，但我们所能带过去的只是水而已。
I like to call it new covenant obedience.
我喜欢称这个叫做新约里面的顺服。
When I was invited to come here, I studied.
当我被邀请来这里传信息的时候，我就研读经文。
I prepared.
我又做了预备。
But I know everything that I brought is just water.
但是我知道我所带来的只不过是水而已。
And I prayed to the Lord, you have to turn it into wine.
所以我就向主祷告说，主啊，你要把水变成酒。
We can fill the water pots, but we can't make the wine.
我们可以把缸倒满的水，可是我们没有办法把水变成酒。
We can witness to our gospel friends.
我们可以向我们的福音朋友做见证。
But that's just water.
但那只不过是水而已。
He's got to turn it into wine.
他必须要把水变成酒。
It's like John the Baptizer said, "I baptize with water."
就像司洗约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗。
But he's going to come after and baptize with the Holy Spirit.
但是那位在我以后来的，他用圣灵给你们施洗。
I can pray for you.
我能够为你祷告。
But God's got to answer that prayer.
但神必须来答应这个祷告。
I can roll the stone away.
我能够把石头从坟墓滚开。
But he's got to call Lazarus from the dead.
但是他必须叫拉撒路出来。
Everything he's ever called you to do or me to do is impossible.
他所呼召我们来做的每一件事情都是不可能的。
The duty's mine, but the power's his.
责任在我身上，可是能力在他身上。
I'll give you some examples.
我给你们一些例子。
The Lord Jesus said, "Stretch forth your withered hand."
主耶稣向那个枯干手人说，把你的手伸出来。
I can't, it's withered.
我伸不出来，因为那已经枯干了。
But he did, by the mighty power of God he did.
但是借着那个全能的能力，他伸出来了。
And what joy came into his life when he obeyed and lifted his withered hand.
但是何等的喜乐充满他，当他顺服并且把手伸出来的时候。
Take up your bed and walk.
说拿起你的褥子来行走。
I can't, I'm paralyzed.
我说我不行，因为我是个瘸腿的。
But he did.
但是他走了。
By the mighty power of God he did.
借着神的大能他做到了。
And what joy filled his heart when he was able to obey by the power of the Lord.
当他愿意顺服神的大能的时候，何等的喜乐就充满了他。
To the little girl he said, "Talitha kumai." Little girl, I say, arise.
对那位死去的小女孩，她说：“闺女啊，我叫你起来。”
I can't. I'm dead.
我不行啊，我已经死了。
But she did.
但她做到了。
By the mighty power of God, she did.
借着神的大能，她做到了。
And what joy was brought to the family when Jesus recreated?
当主重造这个孩子的时候，何等的喜乐带给这个家庭。
Lazarus, come forth.
拉撒路出来。
I can't, I'm dead too.
我死了，我不能走。
But he did.
但他走了。
By the mighty power of God, he did.
就是神的大能，他做到了。
God calls us to obey.
神是呼召我们来顺服他。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
做丈夫的爱你的妻子，如同基督爱他的教会。
I can't. I'm too selfish.
我做不到，因为我非常自私。
By the mighty power of God, you can.
但是借着神的大能，你可以做到。
And what joy will come into the family when God enables you to obey that way.
何等的喜乐就会带到这个家庭，当你愿意顺服神而都做到了。
Turn the other cheek、
你把你的脸转过来。
I can't, I've been offended、
不行，我做不到，因为人得罪了我。
By the mighty power of God you can,
但是借着神的大能你可以。
And every command is the same thing. Every command is not possible.
每一个命令都是一样，每一个命令都是我们做不到的。
In everything, give thanks.
但是凡事要谢恩。
Not some things.
不是有一些事谢恩。
Not most things.
不是说大部分的事谢恩。
Not pretty nearly everything.
但是也不是说大部分，绝大部分。
In everything, give thanks.
乃是说凡事每一件事都要谢恩。
For everything, give thanks.
为着每一件事情都来谢恩。
And by the mighty power of God, you can do that.
借着神的大能，你可以做到。
Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation.
当你遇到百般大试炼的时候，仍然要有大喜乐。
I wish it said 50% joy.
我但愿主只说你有 50% 的喜乐就够了。
Or 75% or even 98%.
或是说75% 或是 98%.
Count it all joy.
但是他说是要有满足的大喜乐。
That's not possible, Lord. Recreate me in order that I might obey.
我跟主说，主啊，这办不到，求你再造我，使我能做到。
How about this?Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
或者是说有一个命令说你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
Say, I can't do that.
你说我不能。
By the mighty power of God, you can.
但是借着神的大能你可以。
God will reveal himself to the helpless.
神要把他自己启示给那位完全无助的人。
And those who trust him,For obedience.
那些在顺服中完全信靠他的人。
As I get ready to wrap it up, let me just describe for you the kind of life that will be yours if you let Jesus recreate your life.
在我结束之前，我要交通一点，你怎么样能够过一个生活，就是主耶稣在重造你的那种生活。
I'll mention these four things and we'll wrap it up.
我们提到四件事情，然后就做结束。
If Jesus reveals himself to you as the joy giver by recreation,
如果主耶稣向你启示，他是借着重造成为四喜乐者。
Your life will be filled with the joy of the Lord.
你的生活，你的生命就会充满主的喜乐。
Filled to the brim and running over on all sides at all times.
会这个喜乐会满到那个缸口，并且是满溢出来的。
John told us he wrote the Gospel of John in order that we might have life.
约翰告诉我们说，他写约翰福音就是要我们得生命。
What is life?
什么是生命呢？
It's 150 gallons of joy.
那是150加仑的喜乐。
It's fullness of joy.
是丰满的喜乐。
Now don't become joy-centered or fullness-centered.
但是不要只是成为 要有喜乐，以喜乐为中心，以丰满为中心的人。
They're not joyful who run after joy.
当你去追逐喜乐的时候，你不可能成为一个喜乐的人。
And they're not full who run after fullness.
你如果是一个追逐丰满的，你也不可能成为丰满的人。
But those who run after Jesus know fullness of joy.
但是那些追求主耶稣的人，他们就会满有喜乐。
What is life?
什么是生命呢？
It's not only fullness of joy, but it's a life that is constantly positive.
这个生命不仅仅是满有喜乐的生命，而且永远都是积极的。
It's ever hopeful and ever looking forward to what God will do.
永远都是满有盼望的，永远都是期待着神要来再向我们启示更多，带我们更远的。
Look at the comment he made in verse 10.
那我们看看第十节那里他所说的话。
And he said, every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, he serves the poor wine. You've kept the good wine until now.
管宴席的对新郎说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
Quite apart from what this meant for that groom,
这个对那个新郎来说有点摸不到头脑。
There's a wonderful life principle here.
但是在这里却有一个奇妙的生命的原则。
It can be stated in these words.
我们可以用这样的来说。
Because Jesus is the joy giver by recreation,
因为耶稣乃是借着重造成为世袭的者。
We can expect the best at the very time the world expects the worst.
我们可以在世界期待着最糟的光景的时候，我们可以等待那个最好的光景。
He always saves the best wine till last.
因为主总是把好酒留到最后。
The best is always in front of us.
这个上好的永远是在我们的面前。
You can look over your shoulder and see a life of blessing.
你可以转看你的肩膀，然后看见生命充满了祝福。
But if you're looking to the Lord, the best is still in front of you.
但是如果你脸朝向主的话，那么这些都摆在你面前。
That's not how it is in the world.
但是在世界却不是这样。
Turn on the TV and look at all these Hollywood stars.
当你打开电视，看到那些好莱坞的明星们。
And they're always looking back. This is when I got this Emmy. This is when I got my Oscar.
他们回过头一看，这就是我的葛莱美奖，什么奥斯卡奖。
But believers always look ahead.
但是信主的人永远是往前看的。
And forget those things which are behind.
都是忘记背后的。
Now we sang about it earlier. The king is coming.
我们稍早的时候唱到说，王就要回来了。
The best wine is still in front of us.
这上好的酒正在等候着我们。
I think one powerful illustration of this principle is old age.
这个有一个非常强而有力的例证，就是当我们年老的时候。
You say, well, I'm getting old now, my usefulness is behind me.
你说，我已经老了，我的年轻都已经如飞而去了。
Can't expect too much now, I'm getting old and I'm losing my faculties.
我不能有太多的寄望了，因为我已经失去了我的能力。
Nonsense!
这样说是没有意义。
You are a Christian.
因为你是一个基督徒。
And the best is yet to come.
那上好的还没来呢。
You say, but I feel weak, I feel tired, I feel old, I feel sluggish.
你说，哎呀，我感觉到又衰老，又软弱，我也感觉到非常的残缺。
Jesus is the joy giver by recreation.
但是主耶稣照样借着重造要赐给你喜乐。
The best part still to come.
上好的尚未来到。
My favorite verse on old age is Proverbs 4:18.
我最喜欢的关于年长的一节经文是箴言四章十八节。
But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day.
这里说，义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
One reason I like it, it's because it's the opposite of the way the world thinks.
我之所以喜欢它，因为这是世界想法的一个完全相反的方式。
Man says, old age is like the setting sun.
世界的人说，人到老的时候就是太阳西沉的时候。
See, when a baby is born, that's the rising sun.
当婴孩出生的时候，那是一个上升的太阳。
And then as that child matures and moves toward high noon, the sun is in the middle of his life.
当孩子渐渐长大，直到他这个年轻力壮的时候，好像日午太阳正照着光明。
And then as a person gets older, the sun begins to go down and the shadows begin to lengthen.
当人年纪渐长的时候，太阳就渐渐下沉，然后影子就渐渐拉长。
And then finally, the sun meets the western horizon in a blistering kiss, and you die.
然后那个夕阳就遇到了那个西边的地平线，然后人就死了。
That's how the world looks at it.
这是世界对人生的观点。
But that's not the Bible.
但圣经却不是这样。
Proverbs 4:18 says, "Old age is like the rising sun, not the setting sun."
因为箴言四章十八节告诉我们说，年长的时候仍然是那个上升的太阳，不是下沉的。
It gets brighter and brighter until that perfect day.
它乃是越照越明，直到日午的。
The world dreads old age.
世界的人他们拉住了那个年长的。
The Christian welcomes it because the best is still in the front.
因为但是基督徒却是欢迎年老。
Someone told me, I hope you grow old gracefully.
有些人告诉我说，我盼望你越老的时候越有恩典。
I don't want to grow old gracefully.
我真是希望越老越有恩典。
I want to grow old bearing fruit.
我希望老的时候还能结果子。
Psalm 92:14 says, "They will still yield fruit in old age; they shall be full of sap and very green."
诗篇九十二篇第十四节说，他们年老的时候仍要结果子，要满了枝浆而常发青。
As you see me growing older, I hope you'll be able to say, "Now there goes a man full of sap."
我希望你看到我年老的时候看到这个人是充满了
That's God's plan for us. And what's true for the individual is true for the body.
这个对是神所对我们的计划他对我是真的，对整个身体也是真的。
Every truth in the Bible that you can apply to yourself as an individual Christian
每一个圣经中的真理你可以应用在你个人的身上。
You can apply to the body corporate as a body. It's also a corporate truth.
用在团体，用在基督的身体中也是真实的。
As I fellowship with some of you this weekend, some of you expressed a prayer for revival.
我知道在这个周末有一些弟兄姊妹他们祷告要有复兴。
Revival in this area, revival in this church.
在这个地区有复兴，在这个教会有复兴。
You look back and you say, "Wow, here's what God has done for us."
那你看一看，你说这是神为我们所做的。
Believe this with all your hearts, brothers and sisters in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你要满心相信这件事情。
The best wine is still in front of this church.
上好的酒仍然在这个教会的面前。
The Lord has not finished working here.
神尚未完成他在这里的工作。
He's the joy giver by recreation.
他乃是借着重造成为那世喜乐者。
And if this church comes humbly before him and helplessly,
如果这个教会来到他的面前是谦卑的而是无助的
with a heart to obey him,
有满心愿意来顺服他
he's going to pour out his blessing.
他就要把他的祝福倾倒下
he's the joy giver by recreation.
他乃是借着重造成为世袭的者
Let me mention two more quickly, I'll be done. I'm sorry I'm so long here.
我再提两个点，对不起，稍微长了一些。
One brother in Rhode Island said, "Ed Miller's here. Take down the clock. Put up the calendar."
在罗德岛有个弟兄说，如果米勒弟兄来讲道的时候呢，把时钟拿下来，把月历挂上去。
Chapter 2:9.
第二章第九节。
When the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine.Did not know where it came from, but the servants who drew the water knew. The head waiter called the bridegroom.
管宴席的藏的那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来。
In the middle of that verse, there's a parenthesis.
在中间这节的中间有一个括号。
It says the servants who drew the water knew.
这里讲到说只有舀水的佣人知道
What is life?
什么是生命呢?
Life is 150 gallons of joy.
生命乃是150加仑的喜乐。
Life is looking forward to the best wine.
生命乃是一直期盼着在前面上好的酒。
And life is being in on the secret workings of the Lord.
生命乃是在神的隐秘处，在他的秘密中与他同工。
The world might laugh at you when you say, "The Lord fixed my car."
也许有一天我们说，主啊，请你修我的车子。
The Lord fixed my computer.
主啊，求你修我的电脑。
The Lord protected me from this or that.
主啊，你保护我免除这个那个。
The Lord gave me the right job.
主就求你给我一个对的工作。
I know these are subjective things and they can be abused.
我知道这些都是很主观的东西，也可能被滥用的。
Nevertheless, the servants who are living in obedience to the Lord, they can see what the Lord is doing.
可是那些顺服主的仆人们，他们却知道主在做什么。
They don't say that was lucky or that was chance.
他们不会说因为幸运或是因为那个好机会。
They're always watching. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord.
他们总是看见说那是主，这也是主。
That's life.
这就是生活。
Seeing God at work.
看见神工作。
And finally, what is life?It's expecting the grace of God to continue every day of your life.
那么什么是生命呢？那是说一直的期待着神会不断的在我们生命中来施予。
I get tickled when I read this account when I think about the bridegroom.
当我想到这个新郎的时候，我心里面有一点作难。
The Lord saved him from an embarrassing situation.
因为主把他从那个窘迫的光景中救了出来。
I'm not even sure he understood the problem.
可是我不知道他了不了解整个的问题。
I know the servant, the head waiter, they knew.
但是我知道那个管宴席的人知道。
But I don't know if the groom even knew that they had run out of wine.
但是我不知道那个新郎晓不晓得他们的酒用尽了。
And yet the Lord saved him from an embarrassing situation.
可是主却把他从一个很尴尬的光景中救出来。
Did he ever do that for you?
他曾否为你做了这个?
That's the grace of God. He just comes in and he saves you from an embarrassing situation.
这就是神，他来到了一个很窘迫的情况里面，他来救你。
In my study, I have plaques, Bible plaques, all over my study.
我在我读的时候，我把圣经很多的，我的书房。
My latest plaque comes from Psalm 107.
我所写的那个是从诗篇一百。
And it's it's 107, but here's what it says.
107篇。
It says, "Fools cried, and were delivered."
Which verse?
I don't remember. 14? Okay. It just says, fools cried and were delivered.
他说如果向主求救他就救我们。
I've been a fool so often, and God keeps delivering me.
我在被愚弄的情况中很久了，但是主一直救我。
And did you notice this? That the groom...Got full credit. He didn't even know what was going on. He got full credit for the whole thing.
这个新郎得到了所有的功劳，可是他不知道到底发生了什么事。
They said, usually people bring out the best wine first, but you brought out the bad wine first.
因为他们向新郎说，人都是把好酒先摆上，你却把好酒留到最后。
He probably scratching his head, oh yeah, well, I just thought I'd do that.
他可能就抓抓头说，哦，我是这样做的。
How amazing. You've probably experienced this in your life. You've gone through some trial.
你也许在生命中经历过这个，你经过了一个试炼。
And you were afraid and you trusted in the Lord.
你很害怕，然后你就来信靠主。
And like a fool, you cried to the Lord.
啊，那就像这个人，他就向主求救了。
And he saved you from an embarrassing situation.
啊，这个像一个愚笨的人，他就被拯救脱离了这个困境。
And then people come up to you and say, "Oh, you have such faith."
啊，人家来告诉你说，哎呀，你的信心多大呀
！Oh, you know the whole Bible.
哦，你真是了解整本圣经了。
I wish I could pray like you.
我但愿能够像你那样的祷告。
And you know it was the Lord and not you.
但是你知道那是主不是你。
I know it was the Lord and not me.
我也知道那是主不是我。
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
在基督里的弟兄姊妹们
this is how God works.
这就是神做工的方式。
He's the joy giver by recreation.
他乃是借着重造成为世袭的者。
And he will reveal himself to those who are helpless and to those who obey.
他一直地向人显示他是世袭的者，乃是向那些无助的和顺服的人。
If you do that, your life will be filled with 150 gallons of joy.
若你这样做，你的生命就会充满150加仑的喜乐。
The best will be in front of you.
那上好的就会等在你的面前。
You'll be in on all the secrets of the Lord.
你就会进入神所有一切的秘密。
And you'll be tasting His grace every day. Every day.
你会在每天每个时刻都尝到了他的恩典。
That's how He always works.
这是他一直做工的方式。
Now there's 34 miracles that He wants to do beside that one.
那么还有34件的神迹他要在我们身上做。
Each one will bring joy to your life.
每一件都在你生命中要带来喜乐。
So here's your homework.
那么现在就是你的功课。
Study those 34 miracles and trust God to work it in your heart.
要去研读另外34个神迹，然后相信他，顺服他。
Let's pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you so much.For this Bible story.
父神啊，我们为着这个圣经中的故事感谢你。
Not what we think it means, but everything you have inspired it to mean.
不是我们自己想象的，乃是你向着我们启示的。
Will you work that in our hearts, we pray.
我们求你在我们生命中做同样的工作。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.